In Madison, local organizers from the National World Can't Wait group called their rally a first step towards driving the Bush administration from office. Spokesperson Rachel Friedman, a Madison social worker, says the group is asking students to stand up and walk out of their classes at 12:30 and join the rally.
We feel that the continued lies and outrages that happen at the hands of our government need to end, and that we need to call on Bush to step down.
Protesters have a litany of complaints, including the ongoing war in Iraq, torture of prisoners at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, the weakening of environmental laws, and the erosion of reproductive rights for women. Organizers say the effort is supported by a number of religious and social groups, including disaffected Democrats, disappointed in their party's unwillingness to challenge the Bush administration's policies. But Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Rick Graber says the rallies are the work of a radical fringe.
This is just a waste of time. Groups such as this tend to forget the fact that our country was savagely attacked on 9/11 and has not been since. These are tough times, but I think the vast majority of American citizens are comfortable with our election system and are comfortable that George Bush is our elected leader.
Still, activists say they expect a good turnout in Madison. There are also rallies planned in La Crosse, Appleton, and Milwaukee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.